Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump's physician says the president has tested negative for the coronavirus. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports that word came as Trump left for his first campaign trip since he announced a little over a week ago that he had contracted the virus.
White House physician Sean Conley says that based on Trump's negative test results and other data, the president is no longer contagious. Conley said in a memo that Trump tested negative on consecutive days, though he did not specify which days. Conley had already cleared Trump to begin making public appearances. Trump spoke at a White House event on Saturday and has a string of campaign trips planned for this week. The presidential debate that was scheduled for Thursday was canceled after the independent commission that arranges the debates said it would have to be virtual in light of the coronavirus outbreak at the White House. Trump said he would not participate in a virtual debate. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
President Trump is back at the White House after speaking for more than an hour to supporters gathered at an airport in Sanford, Florida. He's told another rally tomorrow night in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. His Democratic rival Joe Biden campaigned in Ohio on Monday. Judge Amy Coney Barrett was on Capitol Hill Monday as the Senate Judiciary Committee opened confirmation hearings on her Supreme Court nomination following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I have been nominated to fill Justice Ginsburg's seat, but no one will ever take her place. I will be forever grateful for the path she marked and the life she led.
Barrett, speaking in her opening remarks as demonstrators both for her nomination and against it gathered on Capitol Hill. Democrats, meanwhile, blasting the process as Republicans move to confirm Barrett before the November election. And Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris painted her as a threat to the Obamacare health care law.
They are deliberately defying the will of the people in their attempt to roll back the rights and protections provided under the Affordable Care Act.
Judge Barrett is to begin answering questions from lawmakers on Tuesday, the second of 4 days of hearings. A new study suggests that by the end of the year, the COVID-19 pandemic will be responsible for the deaths of more than 400,000 Americans. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
The study, led by scientists at Virginia Commonwealth University, considered not only deaths directly attributable to the virus, but also deaths clearly related to the pandemic. For example, people who decided not to go to an emergency room because they were afraid of getting exposed to the virus in a hospital and who subsequently died of a heart attack. The study, which appears in the medical journal JAMA, also showed these excess deaths leveled off in states that took aggressive measures to control the virus, but continued to surge in states like Florida and Texas that relaxed public health measures early. Joe Palca, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and his Democratic opponent in November, Amy McGrath, squared off earlier this evening in what could be their only debate of the campaign. The two sparred over the federal response to the coronavirus pandemic, the Supreme Court, and McConnell's record. He's seeking a seventh term. Baseball Hall of Famer and former Cincinnati Reds player Joe Morgan has died at the age of 77, NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Morgan was considered one of the best second basemen in baseball history. At 5'7", he was also one of the shortest. When he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, he recalled his first at-bat in the majors when he knocked in a game-winning run against the Philadelphia Phillies.
And Gene Mock, who was the manager of the Phillies, was so mad, he yelled at his players and told them, "You guys got beat by a guy that looks like a little leaguer."
Morgan arrived in Cincinnati as part of a trade that was controversial at the time, but ended up providing key components for Cincinnati's Big Red Machine, which dominated the game in the mid-70s, winning the World Series in 1975 and 76. Morgan later became a baseball commentator on TV. Martin Costi, NPR News.
There was a moment of silence honoring Morgan before Game 2 of Major League Baseball's American League Championship Series in San Diego. The Tampa Bay Rays went on to take a 2-0 lead over the Houston Astros. The Rays beat the Astros 4-2. Game 3 of the best of 7 is set for tomorrow. Game 1 of the National League Series between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Atlanta Braves is being played tonight in Arlington, Texas. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.